This is KUT. More than 125 witnesses testified before the Senate Education Committee yesterday on a proposed bill that would give parents public money to send their children to private schools. KUT's Kate McGee has more from the meeting.
The bill combines two programs that would help parents pay for private school tuition as well as homeschooling or tutoring costs. One program is an education savings account. It would directly give parents a certain amount of money from the state based on family income. The second program is a tax credit scholarship that allows businesses to receive credits against insurance premium taxes if they give money to approved scholarship organizations. Parents can then use that money to pay for private school tuition. Many supporters argue these programs increase parental control over their child's education.
The needs of the children are better met through parents and not government bureaucracies.
That's Jorge Lima with the grassroots political group, the Libre Initiative. Lima also testified that programs like the education savings accounts would incentivize public school districts to improve struggling schools. Senator Don Huffines agrees competition is important.
That improves everything. Mm-hmm. When people want to compete, it lowers the price and increases the quality of everything. And I find it interesting that you don't want to, that you're talking about what benefits the schools, what benefits public schools or government schools. I don't hear from you and raise your hand, what benefits the student.
But opponents testified these programs discriminate against poor students who don't have the ability to pay tuition costs that these programs won't cover. Jody Duran is the superintendent of Elgin ISD. She testified with the Texas Association of School Administration against the bill.
Students and families really don't have choice. Choice ultimately lies with private schools that can cherry pick which students to accept and which to deny. So why is school choice the new civil rights issue of our time? Because it fails to address the issues of poverty, the social and economic conditions that bring too many of our children to school unprepared to take advantage of what even the best schools have to offer.
Duran questioned how students who rely on federal programs like free and reduced lunch or students with disabilities who are guaranteed services in public schools will be able to leave those programs since they are not required to be offered in private schools. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick and many Republicans in the Senate back the proposals, but there is much less support in the House. The House Public Education Chair Dan Huberty says his committee will not even take up the bill. Kate McGee, KUT News.